just right, you know?
As Ava said, where the vibe is just right. As you can see, we're real comfortable, real cozy, so don't come over here being too serious.
Don't be too serious, because
we're not. No,
but
we're not serious, so don't come over here being too serious. Everybody's all about freedom of speech until they hate the topic. Okay. So, if it's a case where you hate the topic, you don't need to comment. Let's keep it positive.
Wait a minute, you do need to comment. I wanna go back and forth. I want. So let me know how you feel, because guess what? I'm always on the rebuttal side, okay? I have my opinion and you're gonna hear it. So let me hear yours.
Period. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Also for Spotify listeners or Apple Podcast listeners, do not forget to give us a 5-star rating if you love the vibe.
What she said.
Or love the topic.
And you will love the vibe.
Okay. I know that's right. So since we've gotten the intro out of the way, we are going to tap into some icebreakers, and don't forget to comment your answers to these as well.
Okay.
Who's going first?
Let me go first.
Period.
All right. And be truthful, okay?
I don't know.
Do you think plants thrive or die in my care? Explain.
All right. It depends on the season you're in. Everything is going right, and they would thrive in your care.
I think they would die in my care.
I'm not gonna remember
all those plants, and I'm just being real. They will die in my care.
Wait.
They're dying.
I think if everything is going downhill for you, they definitely die.
I think even if I'm uphill, they're dying. I'm not gonna remember those plants. Okay, I'm sorry. Like, I don't remember.
Do you think I've ever been fired from a job? If so, for what? If I was to ever, well.
Well, I don't think you have been fired before. Mm-hmm. But if you have been fired before, it would be because of your mouth. Talking back, okay? Like, tricking people off.
Yeah. All right, next question.
Oh, God. What is the last thing you lied to your mother about?
I think the last thing I lied to her about, I actually came clean about it not too long ago. Mommy, if you're watching, you know. But yeah, I can't share it here, but I don't think I've lied about anything recently.
Okay. So PG-13.
The last question I have for you is, what do you think I'm most likely to splurge on?
Makeup.
Like the most expensive thing I'll buy.
Big guessing. Like, I was freaking guessing right now. I'm like, definitely not clothes, but makeup.
Oh, definitely.
Makeup. And for your last question, What do you think is the hardest part of what I do for a living?
I would say having to deal with people when you're not mentally or emotionally there.
Thank you. I mean, the hardest thing is having to work, period. But dealing with people is definitely. So now that we're finished with our icebreaker, we're jumping into our topic of the day, which is self-discovery, okay? That's what we're gonna be expounding on in today's episode. So, I just have one question for you, right? When it comes on to self-discovery, what would you say that you have learned about yourself in recent times? Like, it could be this year, last year, just recently. What have you learned about yourself that you've never known? You know, there are certain parts of your life where you didn't know that you have this type of strength, or you didn't know that you were this type of person, and then, you know, certain situations bring out the worst or best in you. So sometimes you're like, damn, I was always like that. You know what I mean?
So everybody that knows me know Deidre's a strong friend. Deidre's a friend that you can lean on. But I've been realizing throughout the past year, I'd say, is when I've stopped placing a lot of emphasis in maintaining relationships with other people, whether that be platonic or romantic. I've remove myself from being the friend that's the helper. Okay. And through that, it has really placed a dent on a lot of my relationships, to which I'm now not even fazed by. But it has caused me to go through a lot of things. And the stuff that I went through are stuff that I feared. So now I'm even stronger than I actually thought I was, because I've been through a lot, granted, but I've always pushed through. But this one, I just feel like it was tugging at me a little bit. This one could have made me sink, and I refused. I refused. I don't know where that strength came from, because I was exhausted. Like, life came at me. Boom, 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 boom. But I don't know. I think I've now proven to myself that anything I have not yet accomplished, if the struggle is nothing like what I went through for the first 6 months of this year, I'll be good.
You'll be good?
I'll be good.
Well, girl, I know exactly what you're talking about. For me, I would say that I never knew I was this strong, mm-hmm. if you get what I mean. Like, I always thought that, you know, like, I'm a little bit on the weaker side. Like, listen, I will cry for every and anything, okay? And I mean, cry my eyes out. And then I'll, if I have a challenge, right? If it's something that's really difficult, I'll cry first, and then I'll do whatever I have to do. But like this year, I've been realizing that really you are not a weak person, girl. Like you are her. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, wow. I always thought I was like very weak. Honey, I'm gonna say weak. I'm saying weak. Like, I don't want to say weak, but listen, me never knows I'm so strong. I thought that I would like crumble, you know, for the first sight of something, you know, really and truly hurting me. But I have realized that, I'm that girl. So like, discovering that I have strength way beyond what I ever thought, okay? So period, I'm that girl. So like, you know, that part of discovering yourself, just knowing that, you know what, anything comes, like you're ready for the next challenge. Like, you know, like if that phase didn't mm-hmm. break me, like, do you think that the other one is gonna break me? No. I'm not saying I wouldn't be affected or even broken, but I'm saying that I can overcome anything, period. Like, anything.
And I think to unlocking that for people who think they might be weak, it's just things challenging you, because when things happen unexpectedly, it forces you to change, it forces you to boss up, it forces you to fix your mindset. And I think that's what a lot of people need, who are now like sitting back saying, probably I don't have the strength to do this, or I don't have the time or the energy or the effort to do that, because all this is happening to me. I think just a little bit of redirection can get you to where you need to be, or identifying that within yourself that, hey, I'm actually stronger than all these struggles that I'm facing.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And on the topic of self-discovering, I think it's important to state that it's important to always choose yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care what situation you're in, you have to choose yourself. Like, choose yourself all the time, period. Like, regardless of whoever. Like, once it's between you and somebody else, choose you. Because at the end of the day, a lot of people already have the mindset to choose themselves. And when we choose them over ourselves, we are holding them accountable for not choosing us. No, I don't think you're entitled to choose anybody but yourself. I mean, not even kids, honey, because the kids need you. And if there's no you, there's no you to be maintaining the kids. You know what I mean? So, like, it's so important to choose yourself, like, always. I don't care what you're fighting. I don't care what you're going through. Like, you need to beat this for you. Don't say, you know what, I need to beat this for my kids or my husband or my friend. Or no, I need to do this for myself. And when you think about yourself, there is nothing that you shouldn't be able to do to make sure that you get you where you need to go. So choose yourself, like, 100%, all the time, every time. Once there's a choice and you're involved, mm-hmm. choose yourself. That's what I think, personally.
Woman, are you listening?
Yeah.
Because one thing about the men, they're going to choose themselves. They are going to choose themselves.
And not only men. One thing about people, some people that already know this, they're going to choose themselves. You know what I mean? Like, people are going to choose themselves. choose yourself. And you're not entitled to choose anybody
at all.
Yeah, because listen, if I'm going through something and you're going through something, I mean, as much as I want to be a good friend to you, I have to focus on my... Yeah, so I have to focus on me right now. Like, I can't just stop what I'm doing or stop my hurt just to come into your life to make sure that you're solid. I got to make sure that I'm solid first.
Because it's just like, what do they call those things? Like a scale? And each of us, we have the same load, right? I'm going through something, you're going through something. And then there comes you, pouring onto my side,
right,
telling me all you have going on, and I still have to bear that with my weight. Eventually, the scale is going to go down. So while I'm pouring into you or elevating you, you're still weighing me down with all your stuff. So that's also one thing I gave up this year. Not that I don't care, because it's going to come off a certain way, but I'll tell you, I'll talk about it for a day, but if we're going to talk about it for weeks, it's not going to happen. I'll give you what I can give in the moment. Do with that what you may, because Dej will not.
She will not. She will not.
Continue to speak on the same topic. I've done it over the years. It has gotten me nowhere. And that's the next thing with change, guys. Because I know that we have to be pushed away from ourselves to find ourselves, or be placed in a situation where we get lost and losing ourselves in the process. But that, as I said before, will always redirect us to where we need to be. You have to choose yourself, as Ava said, and in choosing yourself, you have to give up some relationships. Not only romantic relationships, especially friendships, because that's where most of the emotional and mental load comes from. I would advise you to give your friends what you can in the moment, but do not put yourself in a situation where you have to bear their burdens. It makes no sense. It will not take you anywhere. I promise. For 2025, please get rid of people pleasing. Put it down, put it away. It's not going to get you anywhere.
I heard that.
It's not.
I heard that. And also, like, another thing, like, it's good to have people around you, and it's good to have friends, it's good to have family. But at certain point in time, you realize sometimes that you're the only one pouring. You know what I mean? Like, who's pouring into your cup when you're empty? You know what I mean? The people who are there to pour into your cups are supposed to be the people that you pour into. So don't leave out of here pouring into Jim's cup, and when it's time for somebody to pour into your cup, like, Jim is nowhere to be found. But when Jim cups get empty, Jim is coming back. What? For what? You know what I mean? Like, why? Why is Jim coming back to you when he's empty? But when you're empty, he doesn't have a clue that you could just use a drop of water. Like, I don't think that we should be doing that in 2025. And we have a lot of people that are just on the receiving end. Like, all they want to do is receive. And the minute you stop giving as a giver, that's when you guys will no longer be friends. And that should be fine. That should be fine. Because there's no way that you want to give 100% to somebody who's giving you nothing. Makes no sense. Period. Makes no sense. So a part of self-discovery is definitely tapping into who you are
and accepting change.
Accepting change. Definitely just learning from mistakes that you've made over the years that are bringing you to the same destination, the same conclusion. You know what I mean? You have to learn, like, what have I been doing that is not benefiting me? What have I been doing that's not, you know, reflecting on me positively? If it's not positively impacting your life, I think it's something that needs to stop. Something that you need to say, you know what? I am over and I'm done with this. A lot of people are not okay with being alone. And that is also a big thing. Like, they rather to have, like, anybody around them besides being alone. But sometimes being alone is actually definitely what's best for you. Because being alone versus being with the enemy, honey, please weigh your options wisely.
If I should get into that topic, it will be another podcast in itself. I have been preaching this to friends. Learn to be comfortable in your own company. For me, I graduated, got my bachelor's, and left Florida. Left home, left where I was comfortable. Went all the way to Houston. I knew nobody.
Taking a step.
Nobody. There I learned so much about myself. Again, self-discovery through change. Of course, change can be rough, change can be tough, but it's going to bring you closer to who you are as a person. And I know that a lot of people, they jump into different relationships or different situationships just to avoid being by themselves and work on the pain and the trauma that they have been going through. Stop. Because you are bleeding onto other people. You don't know who you are. You are trying to live your life or be yourself or project yourself onto somebody that you're with, and then they turn into a project in your eyes.
Mm-mm. That's not healthy.
It's not healthy.
It's not fair to other
people. Pack it up. Be by yourself. Sit with it because it is very uncomfortable, but it will bring you closer to who you are. You will learn things you don't like about yourself that you need to change. You will learn things that you love about yourself that you need to explore. Please, I beg, learn to be comfortable with you.
And love yourself too. Like, love on yourself. Treat yourself. Let's go to that side. Treat yourself. Buy yourself a little song sometimes.
Yeah. Hard work and all.
Treat yourself. Okay, go out, have a drink, get out of the room, breathe. Okay? Get yourself something that you've always wanted. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're working hard. Like, treat yourself. Love yourself. Accept yourself for who you are, because no one else is gonna accept you. And why would you want to be somebody else? Because in truth and in fact, everyone has like a fault. Everyone has a downside. Everyone's like, oh, I could change this. Oh, I could change that. Well, this is life and it's not perfect. No matter how much we act or pretend as if, okay, my life is perfect, I'm not faced by anything. No, we all have our problems. But there's somebody, there's something, there are friends, there are families, there are a lot of people that are going to accept you for being you. Mm-hmm. And when you're being you, you know how to help you. But sometimes you're living a fake life, or you're faking it until you lose yourself.
Goes back to being pleasing. Pack it up this year. Thank you.
Yeah, don't fake it, because then you'll lose yourself in pretending to be somebody that you're not.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And listen, what do they say? Comparisons is the thief of joy. Okay. Don't be comparing yourself to other people. Your journey is different. Focus on what's in front of you, because guess what? Mm-hmm. It's not who starts the race first, okay? You could be leading today and tomorrow you're behind. Focus on your journey and stay in your lane. And as I said before, love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself.
I always think of change as like an upgrade. So the end of one season of my life, I can take everything that I've learned in that to bring it to the next season. And especially for people who are probably at their lowest point right now, what I have to say is, if you're at your lowest, you can't get any lower than that. So
exactly.
Please do not pity yourself. Love yourself, but don't pity yourself.
Do not pity yourself.
Learn from what's happening and use what you're learning in that season, so when God blesses you with another season, you can bring all those lessons over into that season and be a better you. And next thing, we need to stop bringing different people into different seasons, because I believe everyone enters your life for a purpose. Expiration dates are on every connection you have in your life, whether that be you outgrow the connection or you die. Stop pulling baggage into a new season of your life, because who was there last season doesn't necessarily have to be there the next season, especially if it's not benefiting you in any way, shape, or form. Back to people pleasing again. A lot of us bring friends and family along our journey, right? And they do nothing but weigh us down. Then we sit back and we share certain accomplishments with them, and they're not excited. And then we just automatically get discouraged. Yeah, we deserve to be discouraged because they weren't supposed to be there and you brought them.
Yeah.
Point blank, period. And also stop taking advice from family members who are not where you want to be.
Period. Okay.
Stop.
Okay.
Your mom that doesn't like you, you don't have to listen to her opinion. Your friend that doesn't like you, you don't have to listen to their... And a lot of us are with our biggest enemies because they feel intimidated by us. You don't have to listen to their opinion. Leave them in the season behind and walk forward with no baggage.
Bro.
I'm begging.
Begging. Because first and foremost, honey, leave some people behind, okay? Some people are not supposed to be in your future. And a lot of times we're progressing and we're ambitious and we're thriving, but we are trying to bring some people with us that are not supposed to be there. And instead of them reaching up to your level, they bring you down to theirs. Think about that. Sometimes they are not supposed to come with you. A lot of people are, have you heard of people like when people get famous, right? There's a lot of people who like, oh, I was there and I used to help her do this, I used to help her do that, blah, blah, blah. But there's a lot of things that, that can happen and transpire, because sometimes when you're going up the ladder, if you want to help or bring people up too quickly with you, they will draw you down with them. So you have to reach where you need to go first. And in the event that you need to help somebody or you can help somebody, then
that's
you can help
when
them.
You help.
But honestly, if we're being for real and we're all about self-discovering, a lot of people that really are, what do you call it? A lot of people that are very much progressive, right? A lot of things that they might do might not be what we think is ideal, but they are going to move with strategy to get where they want to go. A lot of people who are accomplished, what they have done is they have liaised with people that are in the positions that they want to go. They have networked with people that are in the very position that they want to be in. And people may be like, oh, you're using people. No, it's not called using people. It's called networking, okay? So if Keisha,
exactly,
if Keisha is not where you want to go, right? You don't need to be really and truly, you know, clicking with Keisha, because guess what? If Keisha is just a
she's stagnant.
Yeah, exactly. A regular person, stagnant, not going anywhere. Why are you with Keisha? If Dave is a CEO and your aspiration is to become a CEO,
exactly,
don't you want to be a clique with Dave? You don't have to be best friends now. Don't get that twisted. But you want to be in the company that is going to push you, that's going to influence you to do better.
And not everything you're going to like about Dave either, but pick and choose the characteristics that you think have made Dave successful and implement that into your life. You're not going to like everything about everyone. Everybody has their flaws. But I believe once you're moving up the ladder, look up to people
that are where
who
you want
are
to be.
Where you want to be, or it will cost you. I'm living testimony. It will cost you.
And also another thing that I want to talk about itself, right? Stop letting people that cannot do what you are doing criticize you for doing it.
Because if they could have done it, they would have already been doing it.
Because who are you shading me talking on this podcast when you can't even talk in front of the mirror?
Turn on your camera.
Please
start.
Let me see you do it. Like, how are we sitting down with our phones in our hands and talking about Alexis, who's actually on YouTube doing a lot of things?
Trying
we're gonna
to
talk to her now. We're gonna talk about her now, and then when things start to happen for her, we're actually clapping for her. But we're gonna criticize her at first. Like, honey, don't let anybody that don't know how to put two words together criticize your speech. Cause why?
Coming back to self-love and self-assurance.
Please, don't let anybody that cannot drive,
no,
tell you to switch lanes. No.
The blind cannot lead the blind.
Okay. So let them criticize you at first, honey. Because listen, as they always say in Jamaica, fools and child must not see half done work. So let them criticize you, and that's okay. Because they love your company and slept.
We're toiling up.
We're upwards while we through the night. Okay. So let them judge you. It's okay for people to judge you. Because honestly, when you're not going anywhere, there's nobody to judge you. When you're just sitting in your room on TikTok,
and
there's nobody to judge
comfortable
you.
Until you uproot yourself, try to make better of yourself, discard habits that you don't necessarily think benefit you anymore, that was why you and the person bonded, or the group bonded.
Disconnect from negative attributes, guys. Negative habits, disconnect yourself from those, okay? Because they will not bring you to where you need to be, period. And that's just how it works.
They will not. Uproot yourself, focus on yourself, focus on your craft, because the same gifts that God blessed Ava with, he didn't bless me with. And things that he blessed me with, he didn't bless Ava with.
But it's fine.
Focus on you. Focus on your craft. Don't listen to the naysayers, because when you're at the top,
they're gonna be like, "I know her."
The chairs are gonna be low, but it's going to be very lonely at the top. At the bottom, it's very crowded.
Everybody can be there.
Ain't nobody cheering. Everybody's miserable.
There's no work to be at the bottom.
Nothing is being done. No one is being productive. But as you climb, people will cheer, but it gets lonely.
And you lose people. It gets lonely. But then when you reach your destination, or when you have finally progressed and finished, you know, the people that are left with you are going to be the people that you need.
Need to be a role. Exactly. Emphasis on need.
The people and the persons who stay and the persons who are still there are going to be the persons that are important. The persons that need to be there. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, they need. Do not force connections, okay?
Breathe and stay grounded.
It's okay to walk away. And it's okay to be failing too.
Let's talk. That's a whole other podcast.
It's okay to be failing, okay?
I have failed so much to get to where I am. It is okay to fail.
And I'm still failing right now. I'm still failing, okay? I'm still failing.
It's a season.
So, just fail.
It's a season.
Just fail.
I fail with grace, because guess what? I'm learning and I will elevate and I won't make the same mistakes again.
Exactly. And failure is the best teacher. That's what they say, right? Did they say that?
And if they didn't, we are.
Yeah. Failure is the best teacher, okay?
No, for real.
But for whatever it is in life that you aspire to do or whatever you want to do, mm-hmm. I strongly believe that you should try. Like, if you're not going to try because you're thinking about what people have to say about you, honey, you cannot be doing anything right now and people are going to still judge you.
Sure.
Just do something. Let them judge you. Let them talk. We're going to judge people like, oh, look at her shoes. Look at her this. Look at her that. While she's thriving. You see what I'm saying? And then you're going to be like, oh, the shoes is cute after all.
Right.
Am I lying?
When they realize your perspective isn't changing.
Yeah. Like, people sit and people, there are so many, I see people like don't talking and criticizing successful people every single day.
And they're not doing better than they
are. Like, honey, you mean to tell me that you don't like the color of that lamb truck? Could you afford a lamb truck? You're talking about you don't like the color? I'm not saying you can't dislike the truck.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that.
Keep it cute. Keep it cute because you can't afford it.
Keep it cute. And listen, there are certain things that we're not going to like and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But live your life unapologetically. Okay? Because the people who are shading you cannot be you. They cannot even try to be you. Okay?
The key thing in that is live your life. Your life. Nobody should dictate what you do in your life. Nobody should dictate how you speak, how you act. Nothing about your life once you are happy with it.
That's what I think.
Once it is positive and once you're happy, take small steps, celebrate small wins, and keep going. Keep growing.
Keep growing. Definitely. Always. There's always room to learn. That's what I think. Always room to learn. Always. So sometimes you feel like, oh, I've already got it figured out. Honey, if somebody give you another idea, add that to the list of ideas that you already have.
Because mm-hmm. each always one something teaches
to learn.
One.
Yeah, there's always something to learn. Always something to learn. And it's okay to be criticized. Like, let's get comfortable being criticized. Because what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
People criticize people, the most successful people in life.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, people criticize the most successful people in life. These people are successful. These people have generational wealth. These people are loved by many. But you are going to still have some haters.
100%. But as you rightfully said, you can learn from everybody, whether that's positive or negative, because each one teaches one. And even people who are very successful, I'm pretty sure that they're learning from, I don't want to say the people who are below them, but people who are not as successful as they are. Because it can also be a lesson that, hey, I don't want to go back to where they are.
Exactly.
You understand?
Backtracking to what we're saying about, you know, some people not being able to upgrade with you. We're not saying that there aren't friends that are going to be there for you and protect you and, you know, look out for your best interest. What we're saying is there are going to be some people. They might not be your friends. they're just, you know, made me friends just by association. Some people that we think that we're obligated to bring with us to the next level. We're not talking about true friends, because we do have true friendships. Mm-hmm. We do have real people that are there to guide and help you too.
In all seasons.
And we're not saying also that you should not accept criticism or, you know, listen to what somebody else has to say, listen to somebody else's opinion, because some people might be telling you the right things. Some things are true, but it's just that you have to be careful of who you're accepting those things from. Mm-hmm. And in closing, I just want to say my three takeaways for you guys is just to always choose yourself. That's one. Always choose yourself. That's number one. Okay? And also be careful of how you pity yourself. So do not pity yourself, because that will definitely drive you into depression. Do not pity yourself. And if you have a goal, this is gonna be my third, if you have a goal, I would say always try. Don't just think about having the goal in your head. Make sure you put action to that thought. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, why would it be something that you want to do when you don't try?
Like, faith without works is dead.
Yeah, so try. Always try. As long as it's something that you want to do personally, as long as it's something that you think you are able to do, just try. And if you try the first time and it doesn't work, doesn't mean that you don't learn from that lesson and try again. Like, do not give up on yourself. Ever.
Period.
Yeah. Don't ever give up on yourself. Always, always, always choose yourself.
And for my closing pieces, I was saying that when you're growing and you're glowing, you also need to give grace. Not only to yourself, but to others. Because through giving grace, that is also how you can find all things, minor things about yourself that you didn't know. Your situation is different. You might be able to tap into things deep within yourself that you didn't know either bother you or would move you or would help you to grow into the person that you are. Growth isn't always pretty, but it's always worth it. And don't forget to accept change. And with that also, as we said, will come criticisms, but I would say accept criticism, but constructive criticism.
Construct.
Because there are some people who are placing in life to bring you down, or will allow the devil to operate through them to bring you down, to hit you off track. But you always have to remember that there has to be, I wouldn't say truth in some of what they're saying, but there has to be something that we can learn from what they're saying. So always, my takeaways are, growth is continuous and it is inevitable, and it won't always be comfortable, but I would advise you guys to embrace it.
It's not always easy, but it takes time, you know. Yeah. it takes time.
And just think of it as the universe unlocking ways in which we're just figuring out our new selves, a new character being unlocked.
Yeah, unlocking like just a different level in life. Mm-hmm. Like, just we all have to move on. We might not need it, you know, like we didn't want to leave like kindergarten, but then boom, we're in primary school. We didn't want to leave primary school, but boom, we're in high school.
Yeah.
So it's going to be different, and change is going to be different. It's going to be uncomfortable at first, but when you get used to it, you just might like it.
It's a sweet ride.
Yeah, you just might like it.
And also, one last thing that I want to tell everybody, including us, there is more to you than you think. And the more you sit with yourself, it will help you to find out who you are and what you want moving forward. And trust me, as I told you guys before, it's your life, it's your world. You are the narrator of your story. So just ensure that you prioritize yourself above everyone else. Of course, put God first or whatever being you believe in, but focus on you. Because that's the only way you will elevate.
Focus on you. Choose yourself every single time. Focus on you.
And every challenge is an opportunity for growth.
Growth. Don't we just love growth?
Right? So don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Don't forget.
And leave us some comments and some ratings on the audio platforms. And we'll see y'all in the next episode.
Yes. And you can also give us any topics that you think we can expound on, and, you know, just chit-chat with you guys. Just let us know. We're here to listen, and we're here to build a community with you guys. Just let us know. Let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until next time.